The one-week increase in COVID cases in the U.S. is up by nearly a third. That rise is largely fueled by the Omicron variant, all while Americans scramble to find over-the-counter COVID tests and wonder how to keep their families safe over the holidays. Here's President Biden addressing the country yesterday.
If you are vaccinated and follow the precautions that we all know well, you should feel comfortable celebrating Christmas and the holidays as you planned it. You know, you've done the right thing. You can enjoy the holiday season.
That seems to run counter to comments from the head of the World Health Organization, who said yesterday an event canceled is better than a life canceled. So let's sort all of this out with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease doctor and advisor to President Biden. Dr. Fauci, welcome back and happy holidays.
Thank you, and good same to you.
Let's begin here, because people are confused about what to do over the holidays. We know vaccines can prevent serious illness and death, but not necessarily transmission of Omicron. And earlier this week, Dr. Peter Hotez told us he was not going to have his mother-in-law join his Christmas celebration because he believed being boosted several months ago would not provide adequate protection. So what advice do you give on how to plan for holiday visits?
Well, I think the president said it very clearly, and maybe I could expand on it a bit. What he was saying, that if you are vaccinated and boosted and you are with family members in the home setting where everyone is vaccinated and boosted, although there is no such a thing as 100% risk-free, the risk of there being an issue there is very, very low because of what we know the vaccinations and the boosts can do. So he was saying you should feel comfortable in having a family gathering when you know the vaccine status, particularly if everyone's boosted, that you can have a comfortable, relatively risk-free situation. One of the things that we don't want to get confused at, and I think that's what the WHO was saying, the one thing you want to stay away from are large party-like gatherings where you have a get-together of a big Christmas party with 30, 40, 50 people, many of whom you do not know what the vaccine status is. That is something you should stay away from. But that intimate family gathering of vaccinated people is something that you should not hesitate to do if, in fact, you're vaccinated and boosted.
What if the people in your family need to travel? Dr. William Hazeltine reiterated this morning that taking trains and buses, being in airports, can be a risk. You can't guarantee everyone is vaccinated.
That's true. And that's the reason why when you are in those situations, it is critical that you wear a mask. Whenever you are in an indoor congregate setting, be very compulsive about keeping your mask on. One of the extra things that can be done, and I know it isn't always easily available, but to go the extra mile, as it were, and even when you have a vaccinated and boosted group of people, to get a test, one of those rapid tests that you can get and do either the day of or the day before you meet and congregate with other vaccinated people. It adds an extra level of confidence that everyone is safe. The reason for that is that there have been breakthrough infections, a considerable number, as you might expect, because the vaccines are really geared to prevent clinically recognizable disease and not necessarily infection. So you could have an inadvertent, really undetectable infection. And that's one of the reasons why, if possible, you should also get a test as another layer of protection.
It's not always easy to get your hands on a test, though, is it? The president said yesterday he'll distribute 500 million test kits. These are those rapid antigen tests beginning next month after the holidays.
Right.
But what about the people who need tests now? I mean, I just went into my CVS and could only get one.
Right. Well, there's no doubt we can't run away from the fact that given the demand, particularly the demand with regard to the holiday season and the demand that is amplified because of the issue and the concern about Omicron, is that many people can't not readily get tests. And that's unfortunate. And that's what the president was saying, that we're trying to correct that as rapidly as we possibly can by the numbers that you mentioned, the 500 million tests available in January, and also being able to get on a website and order tests free to be delivered to your home. So that is going to change rapidly. Unfortunately, it's not going to change tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to ask you about treatments. We've heard some of the antibody treatments are less effective against Omicron. And then yesterday, the FDA approved a new treatment, Pfizer's Paxlovid. Can you give us more details about treatments?
Yes. I mean, the monoclonal antibodies that we had, and we had a whole panel of them that looked very good against Delta, several of them now have dropped out in that they do not seem to protect against Omicron. There is one, a newer one, Sotrovimab, which is a monoclonal antibody made by GSK and Vir, which looks pretty good even against Omicron. So that's one of the things. But also, there are now small molecule antivirals such as molnupiravir. The Paxlovid just received, I believe, its EUA today. And there is an already approved drug called remdesivir. So there are small molecule antivirals that are available, and they're used fundamentally to prevent people to go from a symptomatic infection to the requirement of a hospitalization, and they should be given very early within the first 3 days or so from the time that you get recognizable clinical disease. But although some monoclonal antibodies have dropped out, there is one that we know works quite well.
That is the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, with the latest on the pandemic. Dr. Fauci, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays to you.
My pleasure. Good happy holidays to you, too. Thank you very much.